Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, and welcome back to Mental Toolbox. Today's topic? Boundaries. Those often fuzzy lines we draw around ourselves, sometimes feeling more like flimsy fences than solid walls. Ever feel like a walking, yes, machine, saying things like, sure, no problem, I got this. Yeah, me too. We all know that feeling of being stretched thin, overloaded, and frankly, a little resentful. That's where boundaries come in. Not to isolate ourselves, but to protect our energy, sanity, and overall well-being. It's about honoring our needs and respecting the needs of others. Now, setting boundaries can feel awkward at first. Like saying, no, is some kind of social faux pas. But trust me, it's not. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let someone walk into your house uninvited and start rummaging through your things, right? Boundaries are the same thing. They're about creating a safe and respectful space for yourself, both physically and emotionally. Here's the deal. Mastering boundaries is all about self-awareness, clear communication, and consistent action. So let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can seriously level up your boundary game. 1. Identify your needs. Before you can set any boundaries, you need to know what you actually need. Take some time for introspection. What drains your energy? What situations make you feel uncomfortable or resentful? What values are non-negotiable for you? Jot these things down. Think of it like a mental inventory. What do you have, and what do you need more of in your life? 2. Learn to say no with confidence. This is the big one, folks. Saying no doesn't make you selfish or rude, it makes you assertive. Remember, you don't owe anyone an explanation for declining a request that doesn't align with your needs or values. A simple and polite no, thank you, often does the trick. You can even add a reason if you feel comfortable, like, I'm already committed to something else, or, I need some time to myself. 3. Communicate clearly and directly. Vague requests lead to vague boundaries. When setting a boundary, be specific about what you're comfortable with and what you're not. Avoid leaving room for interpretation. Instead of saying, I'm busy, try, I have a commitment at that time. This helps avoid misunderstandings and sets clear expectations. 4. Practice consistency. Boundaries aren't one-time agreements, they require ongoing reinforcement. If someone repeatedly pushes your boundaries, don't back down. Gently remind them of your limits and what you're comfortable with. Remember, consistency builds trust and respect. It's like that annoying fly buzzing around your head. Swat it away every time, and eventually, it gets the message. 5. Don't expect perfection. Setting boundaries is a journey, not a destination. There will be times when you slip up or feel hesitant. That's okay. Learn from those moments, adjust your approach as needed, and keep moving forward. Think about that time you agreed to help a friend with a last-minute project even though you were swamped already. You probably ended up feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and resentful, right? Setting a boundary in that situation could have looked like saying, I'd love to help, but I'm really swamped this week. Maybe we can connect next week? By setting clear boundaries, you could have avoided the burnout and protected your valuable time. It's not about being selfish. It's about showing up for yourself and honoring your commitments, both to others and, most importantly, to yourself. So remember, folks, setting boundaries is a superpower, not a weakness. It's about taking ownership of your life, protecting your energy, and creating space for the things that truly matter to you. Don't underestimate the power of saying, no, sometimes it's the bravest thing you can do. As always, keep sharing your thoughts, questions, and experiences. Join the conversation on social media, leave a review, and let's build this community together. Until next time, keep leveling up your mental toolbox one boundary at a time.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.